This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
St. Patrick's Day has become a truly important occasion in the United States. One embraced by Americans of all faiths and of all backgrounds. I've been to many of them, and we love it. The Shamrock Ceremony is a tradition that symbolizes the bond between our two countries. It dates back to 1952, when the Irish ambassador to the United States, John Joseph Hearn, sent a box of shamrocks to a president who did a very good job, Harry S. Truman. Our strong ties go back throughout American history. Irish Americans played a vital role in preserving our union during its hour of greatest need. So true. They played a very, very big role. Many distinguished themselves in the American Civil War with their grit and their bravery and their courage, earning the nickname the Fighting Irish. And I know a lot about the Irish. They fight. They are tough. I know a lot. I know more than I'm ever going to tell you.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need that fighting Irish spirit here in this country to fight for those things that are true and right and noble. Those things that will get this country back on track, that will give us some discernment to take on the right challenges. With all the fights that are out there, we can, get ourselves caught up and waste a lot of energy and resources along the way, Scott. But, I know your dad told you, choose wisely, as my dad did, in terms of, what battles you want to go into. And, I think it's definitely worth it for the sake of this country for us to fight for those noble things and the cause of our founding fathers, because we do have that antagonist spirit that is against everything that is American. I mean, to have a president block the way this one is, and to even have an activist judge speak out and say, well, if it was any other president, I would have approved this. Actually, it was the attorney general in Hawaii said there wouldn't be a problem, but because it's Trump. I mean, wait a minute. It's not just Trump. It's Trump and everybody that believed in him and voted for him, and those, dare I say, that who are growing to believe in him, to say, wait a minute, this guy's not the typical politician who comes in for the sake of a vote, makes all kinds of promises. I mean, what is this guy doing? He's actually following up on the very things that he said on the campaign trail. Go figure. About jobs and about, securing our national security, tying down some of these loopholes that is holding us in a position of vulnerability. Why do that? You heard the conversation with Joel Rosenberg. Yes, he writes novels and it's fiction, but a lot of what he writes, you go, whoa, did it not come from the headlines of the newspapers? And that's fine that you're getting the book distributed, to senators, and that's great. Hopefully they read it or they get the idea, but it goes deeper than that. It goes down to where, we the people need to read this book. The activist judges who think that, our national security isn't being threatened, that somehow, a concern for offending people and, kind of interesting that religion has come into it as much as that, activist judges have kind of smirked at anything of any kind of religious consequence. Suddenly, they're religiously sensitive. And, it's not like we're sitting there saying, hey, look, we hate all Muslims and we don't want Muslims in this country. By all means, we're a nation of immigrants. We love the culture. We love this melting pot potential that contributes to the purpose and the grand development of this country. As long as you are friend and not foe. that you mean well. Hey, the doors are open. Let's work together and let's make it a greater America together. But if you're going to come here and do some danger, then there's something else.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Look, there's no need to waste a lot of resources and money here. God forbid lives. I mean, how many lives have been wasted here by not realizing their God-given potential? And this is what this country affords us, is that opportunity. This is what our founding fathers laid out. They knew that there was something really special and grand and consistent with what God did. And you've heard me say this time and again, and I just, to me, it was like one of those deposits that you get from God that you can hold on to. When God said to me and reminded me of, the book of Genesis and that moment, that confrontation, the discussion with Cain. And God told him, said, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I ask you, how well is it going for you? And how right are you doing? If you can be honest with yourself. And right is not right according to your eyes. Right is according to God's eyes. Righteousness. What immutable laws have you violated? These laws that God has placed, for our good. Like the law of gravity. You violate the law of gravity. You know the consequences. Well, no different than the law of gravity are these other laws that God has placed, for our protection and for our good. And when we follow those laws, it goes well for us. Hey, look, got a real treat for you. I've been looking forward to talking with Brian Barcelona ever since they sent me an advanced copy of his book, The Jesus Club. And the book itself has incredible true stories of how God is moving in our high schools. For those of you that may doubt that the movement of God continues. I mean, we talked with Franklin Graham here a couple of months back, and he was sharing with us, the activation of people's faith. They saw where this country is going. They see what's happening in the world. And who could they turn to? Could they turn to the government? Could they turn to a president or some leader? Well, why don't we turn to the ultimate leader, the one who created it all? And this is what is happening in say pockets of bonfires across this country amongst adults. But this story here is about what's happening in the high schools, not only in Southern California, but across the country. And you could say Brian Barcelona has been given the mantle to ignite the fires across this country. Brian Barcelona, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I've been looking forward to our conversation. I'll tell you, you cried out to God, and you said, God, look at whatever I can do. And this was because you drew closer to God, and God drew closer to you, and you understood who God is, in much the same way that Peter, when Jesus asked Peter, says, who do they say I am? And he says, well, you're no. God himself. You are the Son of God. And Jesus told him, said, hey, it wasn't mere man that told you that. You got that from God. That was revelation. And for you, you had kind of a similar moment where God told you who you were and what you were going to do. And little did you realize to what grand scale it would be, did you?
Yeah, I had no idea it would be what it is today. Absolutely.
Well, you know, tell our audience a bit of the genesis, because obviously I've read the book and understand. And I got to tell you, for those of you, it's still the number one question, you know, people have, you know, who is God? Why am I here? Right. And, you know, regardless, you know, how close or far away from God you may be, it's interesting how that comes up. You know, it's like, you know, who is God? Why am I here? And but you got to that moment and at that crossroads where, you know, you said, God, hey, look at, you know, I want to know who you are. But tell our audience about how this came about and this movement, the Jesus Club, that is just lighting up bonfires of revival across the country.
Yeah, it was 2009. I'd been saved maybe a year and a half. And I was at this youth camp. There's this event that happens. It used to happen every year in California called Spirit West Coast. And
right, familiar with it. Coast. Right.
Yeah, so at this event, they would have a smaller event inside this event. Well, I was in one of those called Ammunition Conference, led by a pastor named Jeremy Johnson, who's actually a pastor here in L.A. now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wild worship, incredible, powerful messages. And I just remember during one of the sessions, I don't remember who was preaching exactly right now, but during one of those sessions, I decided during worship I wanted just to get in the back of the room and kind of get alone. And so I went in the back, and as I was praying there, all of a sudden everything started quieting down around me. And I heard this voice speak to my heart. This voice said, Brian, I'm going to save the high schools of America, and I want to partner with your life to do it. And I realized something really interesting, you know, kind of years later, was whether I said yes or not, then I knew God was going to do something. And I think I even wrote in my book, it was like God interrupted my life, and his interruption that day became an invitation.
Mm.
So that was the moment where I first heard the Lord say, hey, I actually want to reach schools. And I went into my first school, went into my first school for 1 year, you know, seen a couple cool things, never really seen a Bible club that grew and sustained. You know, we had, I think the most at one time was about 30 kids, and I was happy with 30, but I was always like, God, 30 is not America. 30
yeah, right.
is not the nation. There's 15 million high school students, you know, alone. Like, and so the next year that came, we had a club that was, you know, down the street in another high school. There was 6 students at our first meeting, and in about a month there was 600. And that was one of the defining moments where I knew, number one, God was going to move in school, and two, if I just didn't give up, we would see massive things happen all over America.
Right. Well, Brian, when you talk about the area, I want you to describe the area of Southern California that we're talking about here. If you yourself, in and of your own power and marketing ability, would look at Southern California, you probably would not have chosen this area to start a Bible club in, because it wasn't like you'd look at it and say, this is the most, this is low-hanging fruit here. We got people ready to come to Jesus, right?
Yeah, and actually where I started was in Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anything about Elk Grove, these clubs that grew to about 600, Elk Grove's right below Sacramento. Elk Grove is a very small town compared mm-hmm. to, especially compared to L.A.
Right.
So when I shifted from Elk Grove to Los Angeles, it was like, I know Jesus can save Elk Grove, but L.A. is a whole nother type of culture. It's funny. I always tell people Northern California and Southern California are two completely different states.
Yes.
Just the culture and everything that's with it. So when I moved here, we started seeing God move like crazy in 2013. We had a club that grew from 5 students to about 450 in 3 weeks. And when God did that here in L.A., that's when we knew, man, there's no way this is a man-fabricated thing. Not that we thought it was in Elk Grove, but we for sure knew this is Jesus. And this, if it could happen in L.A., it could happen anywhere in the U.S.
Well, and this validated what you heard from God a couple of years earlier, right?
Absolutely. This was that moment where I knew I wasn't crazy.
Well, the stories that are in his book, The Jesus Club, are incredible. We're talking life-changing stories. What is that worth? Can you imagine? Well, Brian Barcelona is with us. We're talking about The Jesus Club. We've got more from Brian on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez.
This person, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, America. Good to have you back here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Brian Barcelona continues. His book, The Incredible True Stories of How God is Moving in Our High Schools, The Jesus Club. Brian is the founder of One Voice Student Missions. He's a leader on the forefront of youth evangelism. He's calling high school students of America to surrender their lives to Jesus and calling the church to our nation's most unreached mission field, public high schools. And, you know, when you think about those who are lost, Brian,
and tomorrow's leaders. Boy, I'll tell you, this is an important segment. Not that any segment is more important to God than others, but, you know, when you consider that these are the leaders of tomorrow, this is a significant group of people that are, you know, coming through the pipeline that are going to form and fashion not only this country, which has been a shining light to many who have been at the forefront of, you know, international emergencies, who have formed, you know, cultural trajectories. You know, it has been the church. It has been people of faith. And, you know, you answered the call, but little did you realize the road that you were getting ready to embark on, huh?
That's so true. And I always like the biggest analogy I feel like God showed me. I don't know if you've ever planted seeds before, or you go to a store, you buy a pack of seeds, and you see they always put the finished product of the seed on the cover. You know, they put the watermelon or the strawberry.
Right.
And then you open it up, and you got a bunch of little rocks, you know, little seeds in your hand, and you got to plant those. Kind of what I felt like God did with me in 2009 is he gave me a pack of seeds. He told me what would be. And then, you know, it was kind of my job to go and plant and water and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, before then, you were an avowed atheist. I mean, you didn't want anything to do with God. But what happened to you? What started to happen to you where you could get to that point to answer the call of God in your life?
Yeah, there was this family friend who kept inviting me to church, and every, you know, he would ask me if I wanted to go, and I would kindly decline. And finally one day he was like, you know, what about you come to church with me in 2 weeks? And I was like, look, man, I don't go to church. I don't do religion. I don't believe in that. And I said, I'm pretty firm. I'm not going to go to your church. And he goes, well, what if I buy you a Jamba Juice, which is a smoothie out here in California.
You're right.
Smoothie place.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him, and I said, what time does church start? So he came and he picked
He
me
used
up.
The Jamba Juice clothes on you to get you to church?
He did.
Oh,
he did.
What a dog.
You know what's funny is that someone's like, at least you were cheap, you know, at least you didn't want something more expensive.
Right.
So I went to church that night, and I gave my life to Jesus, sir. It was in the back of this room, and, you know, I was seeing everything going on, and my grandma was a Christian. I think the only, you know, pretty solid Christian out of our whole family.
Uh-huh.
And her father, my great-grandfather, was a church planter. Planted
wow.
five churches with the Assemblies of God, and then later on did some stuff on his own. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, that kind of legacy was there, but no one in the Barcelona family had served God. My dad, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So I just seen so much hypocrisy and things like that. I was like, there's no way God is real.
Right.
And I believe that on that night, you know, I always joke around. I talk about how my grandma's the persistent widow, you know, just going and going and going.
Right,
and finally,
exactly.
There's justice given. And that night, I received Christ. And I never went back. It was a radical change. I went home, threw everything in my room away that I knew would offend God. It was this crazy conversion.
Wow.
And that was September 2007.
Yeah. Well, Brian, you referred to this a little bit, and you saw the hypocrisy of the church, and it was a tune-out. And a lot of young people they're turned off by the church. What is the church, you know, doing in terms of its branding or its presentation to the young people that are turning the young people off?
You know, I don't, in my opinion... of course, I don't think it has anything to do with the look or branding, or I would even say as far as how hip the music is. When I had my meeting, some of the largest meetings we had was in Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm.
We're still gathering large here, but I've yet to see a Bible club of 600 students. That was one third of the school. The school had 1,600 students.
Wow.
We had 600 of them. Every varsity football player, cheerleader. I remember going to the club. I used to walk around the campus and remind kids, gangbangers would be yelling out to one another, hey, are you going to church today?
Wow.
And they were referring to our Jesus club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't, the only thing I had, I didn't have a worship team. I didn't have lights. I didn't have a stage. I didn't have anything. The only thing I had was a microphone and a sound system. That was it. And I would, And I remember, I didn't have the luxuries of, can we get the keyboardist up as I'm about to do an altar call. It was just simply, if God did not show up in the room, we were all screwed.
Right.
So what I really believe shifted was just authentic, raw love to these students. And you go into Compton, they don't care about how big your church is. I always tell a lot of, I get to meet a lot of amazing people. And what's so funny is, sometimes you go to Christian conferences or you go to churches and, the man of God or the guest speaker walks in and everyone's like, oh, my God, it's you. Mm,
right.
Good to meet you. When you go to a school, they don't give a darn who you are. You can have the most famous preacher in America walk into the Compton school and all they are is an old man to those kids.
Exactly.
And it's when you are able to be consistent and go every single week and you're able to really show them that you care,
mm-hmm.
man, that's what shifts so much in young people's lives. And that's where I think we need to relook at how we do youth ministry. Again, in my opinion, I believe it is inappropriate these days to expect a kid to come to our buildings. We must plant churches where they spend 35 hours a week of their lives, 4 years of their lives. It's such a pivotal moment where if we're waiting for them to come to us, we're going to lose a whole generation.
Well, Brian, how difficult is it in light of this separation of church and state and, schools not wanting to accommodate anything of a religious nature? I mean, we hear time and time again where Bible clubs are having a hard time getting a charter on a high school. What kind of challenges are you having, in today's school system with the Jesus Club?
I think it's fair to say that it's wrong for people to say all Christians are hateful because
mm-hmm.
one Christian was hateful. I think it's wrong to say that, all a certain race, all of this race is this way because one person did something.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the problem that I've seen is, there's been a couple cases where there's been pushback of Bible clubs. But it's almost like the church has looked at that as every single school in this nation is the same way. And that's not the case. I mean, there's a school I work with where the principals asked us to cut. We normally meet on a certain day, and WASC was coming, and their accreditation, which they give the school their accreditation. And this school said, hey, can you actually move your meeting on the day they're here so they can witness what's going on in this club? It's a student-led club we do on a campus out here in L.A.
Yes.
And I mean, the fact that the staff of the school was like, can you move it? It was just so encouraging to us. And it shows us that people aren't closed to the gospel. There's just certain ways to do it. We really believe that the vehicle that One Voice is going to be able to take, Jesus clubs all over to these schools is the vehicle of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And where we would come, we'd honor a campus and we would serve a campus and we're not there to benefit from that campus. We are simply there to pour out and give everything we possibly could to see a campus reach, whether that's repainting an office or preaching the gospel, whether that's picking up trash every single week in the quad, or it's, leading the kid to Christ. We look at it as the same. Everything we do, we want to make sure we're reflecting Jesus.
Jesus pretty emphatically and clearly told us that follow his lead, that he came to serve and not to be served. And when we, as disciples of his, follow his lead, it does go well, doesn't it? Well, Brian Barcelona has been our guest, and, you've got to get your hands. I know that you will be encouraged, to read these stories. The Jesus Club, he relates incredible true stories of how God is moving in our high schools. I know you'll be greatly encouraged by that. Brian Barcelona, thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in these 280-plus markets across this great country of ours and around the world via shortwave. A good friend of mine is with us right now, and, you know, I always enjoy spending time with her. I've always known Tammy Hotzenpiller, to be just an incredible prayer warrior. When I'm around her, I just see walls decimated. She knows how to focus in and pray, and you just feel the power of God when she prays. And it's always, always a joy to be around her because, just who she is. She's one that adds quality to your day. And she's one that when, you know, when you're around her, you so enjoy it. And then when she's gone, you know, a bit of sunshine has departed. Can I say that about you, Tammy? Is that all right?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. That makes me smile, Bill. And
well,
I appreciate that kind word.
Well, you and of course, we got to give your husband, my other dear friend, Phil Hotzenpiller, a shout out too, because he got a little sensitive the other day when I was bragging. He goes, "What about me?" You
know? I know, right? So, you know, we tease and say he's an only child, so he needs a lot of attention.
So he has that only child complex behind him. Well, Phil and Tammy, of course, founded. I say, of course, you know, for me anyway, but just to kind of bring you up to speed, founded Influence Church of Anaheim Hills. And for full disclosure, I'm on their board. And I am blessed to be a part and, you know, contribute in whatever way that I can to the ministry, because I just so believe in God's call upon their ministry. And Tammy is bringing to us a new book, which, you know, I was just telling her, I go, wow, this opened up, you know, a deeper understanding of who you are. I mean, as a storyteller in this new book. Now, Tammy, previously, I mean, I, when I first met Tammy, she was a life coach. I mean, yes, she was involved in ministry, and her husband have partnered together for many years in the ministry and, you know, in,
in promoting, you know, the word and excellence in people, God's purpose in their lives. That she's, you know, achieved success as an author, a pastor, a speaker, and a business owner. And, it, and like I say, as a life coach, and recently been heavily involved as she founded Women of Influence, which, Tammy, I mean, this has just been a force to reckon with what is happening there.
You know, Bill, there's so many ways I could just share with your viewers right now and your listening audience. But, yes, Women of Influence started 4 years ago, and it's a real empowerment of women. I think I'm definitely wired as a life coach.
Yes.
Deep within me, God put this desire to see women want more. And not only want more, but to strategically take them through the steps to have more. Mm-hmm. And we have seen so many women here in the Orange County area. Really, it's been amazing. Start businesses, start companies. I come alongside of them and I give them steps and strategies. And it's how I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know as we do spiritual gift tests or we try to find our spiritual gift, and that's wonderful tools and resources. But deep within all of us is woven a gift that God's given us to do something with purpose and passion.
Exactly.
So for me, it was becoming a life coach. I have a company called Total Life Coach, and I work with specifically women to help them understand who they are in God and this holistic approach to that. But starting businesses is a passion for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Bill, that's really not what this book is about. This
right.
book, if I can take a moment to give you a backstory, because I believe it's a beautiful story.
It is.
You know, I've grown up in the church. I had the privilege of being raised in a wonderful Christian home. And like many of your listeners, maybe we kind of have that Christianese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that Christian dialect, and we know the Bible, and we know the Word of God. And growing up in a great, wonderful Baptist home, I knew the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill, I hadn't tapped into the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I know the Holy Spirit, of course, it's salvation. Holy Spirit came upon me just like the Word of God said. And we all understand what that means, that our precious, you know, God is Father, Son, and Spirit, and we understand Him, that Jesus is the one who came for us and died, and we have salvation through Jesus. And, you know, I was a part of that movement in the 70s that we called the Jesus Movement.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, now being here in California, of course, it started here in great movements like the Vineyard Church or Calvary Chapel with Chuck Smith and you know, Lonnie Frisbee. And if anyone knows back in the 70s, that beautiful Jesus Movement that started here and swept upon, just really across our country.
Right.
And for me in the Midwest, a St. Louis girl, you know, it made its way to us. But it was what we called the Jesus Movement. And once again, it definitely was beautiful. People were saved and set free. And I believe people may have begun to understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But for me, I didn't really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I had the fullness. At salvation, we all have the fullness, but I had not tapped into the understanding, and it took for me an encounter 2 years ago on a mission field in South Africa when Holy Spirit came and spoke to me.
Right. Yeah, that is incredibly revealing, because here it is, the Holy Spirit, the most misunderstood person of the Trinity, and
yeah.
You know, because we don't really necessarily bother to, you know, establish a relationship. We know
yeah.
about the Father. We know about the Son.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit, just like the Father and the Son, is with us. I mean, and the Holy Spirit is so sensitive that Jesus said that if we do anything against
yeah.
the Holy
yeah.
Spirit, that is the most unforgivable sin you could do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we definitely can quench the Holy Spirit.
So, yes.
You know, what we can do is we can suppress Him. I just spoke to a group of girls in LA last week, and, you know, I talked to them, and they're just, their eyes were open, because we don't realize that we quench the Holy Spirit. He's so tender. He's so sweet. He's so
right.
soft. He's always there.
Yes.
He's always resident. He just may not always be reigning.
Yeah.
And what we do is we suppress Him so that we don't hear His still small voice.
Right.
We hear the voices of the world, and we hear the voices of shame and guilt and embarrassment. So because those voices are so loud, we haven't conditioned ourselves to hear the tenderness of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
And that's what happened to me in South Africa on this mission trip. You know, I'd like to take a moment and just let your audience hear my beautiful story, because I think Holy Spirit still wants to press into all of us this way.
Exactly.
But my husband and I were on a mission trip, and we had been over 7 days in schools in South Africa. And we had every day, sometimes 3 and 4 schools a day. I mean, we were literally exhausted. We were pushing into thousands and thousands and thousands of these sweet little African children. And if anyone has been on a mission trip, you know by the end of the week you're exhausted. You know, you give everything. They're precious, precious children. You're dancing and laughing and singing and, of course, coming up against spiritual warfare and everything that is coming upon you in a third world foreign country like that. And the glory of God was everywhere. But to be honest, I was exhausted. Yeah. And we had told our team that at the completion of our trip, we would take them on a safari. And, you know, everyone that goes to Africa has to go on a safari. So that's kind of the way you say, we're going to do our trip and we'll end in a beautiful 5-star resort to get you ready to come back home and we'll take you on a safari. And we had just checked into this beautiful hotel in Johannesburg. And I had looked over at my husband after we got everyone checked into their rooms. And I just kind of wanted some me time. I just said, babe, can we go for a walk? You know, it was a beautiful resort and I just wanted to kind of decompress and go for a walk. And my husband looked at me and he said, you know, I'm just really tired. You know, I'm just going to stay here and lay down and rest. And I don't know, Bill, something just snapped in me. Something made me think, wow, really? I mean, all that I've done. And I kind of had one of those me moments.
Right.
You know, like we all have. And I'm just being very honest here. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you can't even go for a walk with me right now. All that I've done. And you know how we kind of stroke ourselves? We kind of, okay, I did all the God thing. Now I want some me thing.
Exactly.
What I didn't know, Bill, that it was Holy Spirit that wanted to walk with me. And it was a gift, honestly, that my husband gave me that day, because off I went and walked, honestly, quite disappointed, first of all, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking up this path in this beautiful resort, and it was a gorgeous path. Little did I know, Holy Spirit had orchestrated that moment for me. And I'm walking up this path, and I'm singing this song by Kim Walker Smith of Jesus Culture called Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here.
Right, right.
And are we good on time? We got
30 seconds. I'll tell you what. Only because you paused.
We'll hold there.
We'll let everybody take a Selah moment. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
it's
okay.
Good.
And,
it's good. It's
yeah. Good. Yes, absolutely. Her book is titled The Park. Let True Intimacy Begin. Tammy Hotzenpiller is with us. More from Tammy on the other side of the break. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Being
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Demi Hotzenfiller continues. Listen to what Kim Walker-Smith writes. She says, like Rachel in the park, I see the fascinating ways Holy Spirit is always pursuing me. My prayer for you is that as you read this book, you would feel the presence of Holy Spirit in your own heart and life. Kim Walker-Smith, of course, president of Jesus Culture Music and Jesus Culture Publishing. Tammy writes, let true intimacy begin. The story of the park, and we're going to pick it up where we left off. And Tammy, when we come back, I do want to talk more about this this quality of intimacy. Because this is what I'm sensing, this increasing cry for humanity, and not only among women, but even men, for intimacy.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as I was sharing a little bit, and I want to just kind of recap that a little bit, as I'm walking up this path by myself alone, I make my way to the top of this beautiful park area. And again, listening to Kim Walker-Smith and her beautiful song, Holy Spirit, You're Welcome Here. As we mentioned, so many of us don't know how to tap into the power and the intimacy of the Holy Spirit. And I fell to my knees and I was just singing. And Bill, I'm not, I don't know how we call them, one of these crazy people in my spirit. You know,
right.
It's not that I've had these experiences, but I can tell you it was a moment where I literally heard Holy Spirit speak to me. And I heard him say to me, Tammy, I love what you love because I love you. I am the Holy Spirit, which is beautiful. I am. You know, Jesus is the great I am.
Exactly.
And I heard him say, I am the Holy Spirit. And though for me, it shifted everything in my thinking because I had a divine encounter with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And what it did for me, Bill, it helped me to understand that Holy Spirit is with me always. Remember, Jesus said, I must leave in John 14. I have been with you, but I will send the Comforter, and he will be in you. See, we forget Holy Spirit is in us everywhere, all day. If we know him and we are born again, we have a personal relationship, we are a Christian, we are his child, he is in us.
Right.
And I had so not connected that he, of course, I knew mentally and I knew in my spirit, yes, Holy Spirit is with me. But he spoke to me in such a tangible way. And what it did, it helped me realize I am never alone. And the things that I love, Bill, Holy Spirit loves. So it gave me the freedom to take the things off of my husband that I had expected him to fulfill in my life. You know, what we do is if you're in a relationship with someone, we so expect them to be our fullness, to complete us.
Exactly.
As Jerry Maguire said, you complete me. I'm sorry to say there's not a human being that can complete us.
Right.
Only Holy Spirit can truly complete us. And yes, we do things with our loved ones because we love them. But there's still a void because only Spirit can fill that. So it was an aha moment for me at that moment as I was crying out to Holy Spirit. And the beautiful thing was I was listening to this song by Kim Walker Smith, which up to that point, though, I had never met her. I didn't know. She was larger than life.
Oh, you
know, the president of Jesus Culture.
Yeah, right.
And you know,
and now here you guys, you're hanging around each other now these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she wrote the foreword. So, you know, yeah, back to your question. We have so misinterpreted what Holy Spirit can do. We've not tapped into that true intimacy.
Tammy, let me pause you for just a moment because I know some people, you know, are used to hearing an adjective article before Holy Spirit. And you're purposely saying Holy Spirit as an identifier, as someone you're in relationship with. Because I would not say the Tammy Hudson pillar. I wouldn't say the Phil Hudson pillar. I would just say Phil Hudson pillar. So Holy Spirit, right? So in that context, so for people that may be hearing going, why is she leaving out the adjective article? Because you have a relationship with Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I've had so many people say to me, and we definitely understand the Word of God is called, you know, the Holy Spirit when we read it in Scripture. But when I had this encounter, Holy Spirit, when he said to me, I am Holy Spirit, And I've had so many people say to me, Tammy, ever since I've heard you say that, I understand he, Holy Spirit, is with me.
Right.
And so when in my war room, in my prayer room, I welcome Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I welcome him because he is here and I release him. I release him. So I just want to say to your listening audience, just speak to him. I go on prayer walks. So that's a big part of what I do right now. And in the back of my book, I teach you how to go on a prayer walk. And when I'm on my prayer walk, I welcome Holy Spirit. He is there. I'm just releasing it. He's like a fragrance. Yes. And when you take the cap off a beautiful perfume, that fragrance fills the room. He is Holy Spirit.
And it speaks of this growing relationship that as the Bible says, you know God. You know, I say the incredible, insurmountable, you know, things that you do in the name of God as a result of knowing God, doing mighty exploits, to me is secondary. It's a manifestation of your relationship. But more importantly is knowing God and knowing Holy Spirit, welcoming Holy Spirit in. I mean, to imagine that Jesus himself said, look it, I've got to go so that that Holy Spirit would come and be that power, be that activating force in the world without him.
Absolutely.
Boy, that says something most incredible and something that is worthy of great pause and great searching and understanding, isn't it?
Well, you know, Bill, in the world we live, and we all know we live in a crazy world. You know, my husband and I here have laughed quite often recently because he's just released a book on lawlessness in America. And as he's writing about lawlessness, I'm writing about Holy Spirit. And, you know, the interesting thing is, here's the truth, though. We do live in a lawless, scary world. We live in a world of entitlement and anger and all of these issues that we're processing as humanity, as Americans. So that is true. But on the other side of that is the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Because if you can't tap into the comfort of who he is, we have no hope. He is our hope. He is our comfort. He is our guide. He is our peace.
Exactly.
And so, you know, let's realize both. Let's be aware. Let's be smart. Let's battle on every front. Let's read. Let's, you know, all of these things that we need to be. Mm-hmm. We live in this world, but also take note that he said, I must go away, but I will send the Comforter. But to your listening audience that may be so wrapped up into everything going on in a world that is so fearful, please understand that you can take comfort because Comforter is in you. Holy Spirit is in you. Take time to walk and to listen and to be at peace.
Right.
You know, Tammy, I was just reminded again of John Naisbitt's book back in the 80s on megatrends. And one of the things that he talked about pretty clearly was that as technology would increase in our culture, there would be an increasing need for touch, for that connection. And he referred to it as high tech, high touch. And here we are today in the 21st century, and I see this element of high tech, high touch more needed. Those industries, those people, those churches, those organisms who understand the need for intimacy, the need for connectivity, they are the ones that are serving the people. And, you know, where you see these transitions, these transformations, in people taking place. And, I just want to say to those businesses out there, those dream makers, those ones that are, you know, cause I'm like you, I love the dreamers of the world, and I love that there is this new energy that's coming about right now for a time such as this, where people are invited to dream big dreams again.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so interesting. My husband and I were away yesterday, and we went down to have breakfast at the hotel, and Bill, every single person without exception were on their cell phone.
Yes.
And here's what's happening. They were trying to connect. They were either on social media, or they were shooting emails, or they were, because to your point, we have a longing to feel connected. Mm-hmm. And so let me get in this world where I can feel connected with someone. And I can just tell you, you can only truly be connected through intimacy with Holy Spirit.
Right.
And this longing, you know, I have to get off of my phone. And for me, I have to literally shut down and go on a prayer walk in a park.
Exactly.
And that's what I tell the story of the book, The Park, this fictional character, Rachel D'Angelo, which interesting, D'Angelo means of the angel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so she connects in chapter two with an angel, and she finds her way searching for everything, Bill. She has lost her father. She's lost her mother. She's lost everything in her life. She is searching at NYU. She falls in love with the district attorney's son. Everything seems to be going her way. She's searching for and longing for happiness, when in reality, on a park bench in upstate New York, she meets the Holy Spirit in an intimate way that only Holy Spirit can fill that void. So again, to everyone listening, as much as we just by nature are grabbing our phone to connect with someone. How many likes do I have? Who saw my post? Who's posting this? Who's posting that? And we have this, to your point, need for connection, and we're looking for it at all the wrong places, because truly you can find intimacy with the Holy Spirit anywhere. Mm-hmm. But of course, on a park bench, call out to Holy Spirit and let him intimately meet you and fill you in a way that only he can.
Tammy, the way God designed us is that we're not vessels. We're ones that we take in and pour out. You know, we have vertical relationships so that we can give out in the horizontal, right?
Absolutely.
We've got to have that relationship. So there has to be that inflowing. This is the Holy Spirit doing this. And in our very nature, we want to give. But you can't give what you don't have, right?
Hey, that's right. That's right. Mm. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on the book. How can people get their hands on your book?
You can go to Amazon and just check out The Park, Tammy Hoffenpeller. You can go to womeninfluence.today. Love to have you check out our website. I've got videos. I've got coaching tools. I've got resources. We're starting a movement called My Story based on the book. So check us out at womeninfluence.today.
Tammy Hoffenpeller. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Tammy. God bless.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a...